It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, the show where a guy looks back at selected hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Also, some old musical TV shows, albums you may have forgotten or never even heard of, and more. Now, here's your host, the old man himself, Roger Stroop. Hello, and welcome to episode 76 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. This week I'm doing my third Busted Bubbles episode, covering songs that made Billboard magazine's Bubbling Under chart for singles that hadn't yet made the top 100. Some songs go on from this to get very high on the main chart. In fact, in 1976, Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers, which debuted at number 10 on Bubbling Under, later went all the way to number 1. But other songs not only fall well short of that on the Hot 100, they never even make the Hot 100 at all. And today I'm going to be talking about 10 of these songs in an episode I call Busted Bubbles of 1976. Our first Busted Bubble is Call My Name by Little Richard. Born in Macon, Georgia in 1932, Richard Pennyman started out performing on the minstrel circuit in the early 50s, and his flamboyant style and energetic piano playing eventually got him a record deal. He had a string of hits in the early years of rock and roll, but near the height of his success, he gave up rock music to become a Christian minister. He came back to secular music in 1962, but he was unable to recapture the success of his early years. The closest he came to another hit was 1970's Freedom Blues, which got to number 42. In 1975, he released Call My Name as a single. Call My Name is a funk track with hints of disco. I'm about to call out the lyrics. Now if the mood of love hits you, baby, call my name, honey. Know that I'll be right on time. I like to shake it downtown. Baby, see what I got. Then you know what it's all about. I like to make you so happy that you jump and shout. It's the same wail and piano boogie that made him famous, only with then-modern funk guitar sounds and that four-on-the-floor disco beat. This isn't as much of a stretch for him as you might imagine. Call My Name got to number 6 on Bubbling Under. Richard would leave secular music again shortly after this, but came back in the 80s, appearing in the 1986 movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills and scoring another near-miss top 40 on that soundtrack with the song Great Gosh Almighty. He would make frequent appearances in media and continue to perform until his death from complications of bone cancer in May of last year. Our next Busted Bubble is Beyond the Milky Way by Iron Butterfly. Formed in San Diego in 1966, Iron Butterfly gained fame with their second album, 1968's Inagata De Vida, whose 17-minute-plus title track became popular with FM DJs who needed smoke breaks. A 3-minute edit of the song was the band's first and only top 40 hit. The group broke up in 1971, but reunited with a new lineup 3 years later. Beyond the Milky Way was the first single from their 6th album, Sun and Steel. Beyond the Milky Way is a piano-led ballad. Let's launch into the lyrics. I loved you yesterday. I loved you today. My love tomorrow will grow to stay. My love is oh so deep. My love is oh so high. No bottom, no sky. In the heavens above and beyond the Milky Way can hold all of my love for you. For you. If we could fly away and lay among the stars each day with the heavens all around us and travel the universe, turning our hands and hearts, you'll see our love was meant to be. It reminds me a lot of Elton John, but with a sax solo. We're a long way from Inagata De Vida. I don't think Homer and Marge ever made out to this particular hymn. Beyond the Milky Way got to number 8 on Bubbling Under. Iron Butterfly haven't recorded any more new music, but they have continued on as a live act in spite of numerous lineup changes. The only remaining member from their classic lineup is drummer Ron Bushy. Next up, it's Colorado Call by Shad O'Shea. Born in 1932, Shad O'Shea was a veteran radio DJ who had worked in several cities when he decided to try and capitalize on the CB radio craze immortalized in songs like C.W. McCall's Convoy by writing and recording this single. Colorado Call is a country song about a woman who lures truck drivers to her location with promises of undefined pleasures. Breaker 1-9, I've got the opening of bit of the lyrics. She's 98 pounds with long blonde hair and beautiful big blue eyes. She's a CB freak. She's hot like dynamite. They call her the trucker's surprise. Now this here's a story about 400 truckers hauling logs and steel and beer, and how they got taken in by a beautiful voice on the CB, loud and clear. Breaker 1-9, Breaker 19, this is Colorado Call. Shout out to all my good buddies out there on a night like this. I got just what you need. So the implications is that all of the truckers think she's running some kind of brothel, and she's inviting them to indulge in their services. One guy asks if she can handle all the business that's headed her way, and she replies by boasting that she just handled several army platoons, and a high school football team. So all these truckers drive through a storm to her, and every last one of them is satisfied that night with the coffee and donuts she serves them at the diner she works at. Twist ending! It's a silly little novelty, and despite the innuendo, it's not that memorable. Colorado Call hit number 10 on Bubbling Under. Shad O'Shea continued his radio career, and he died in 2009. We'll have some more Busted Bubbles right after this. Hi, this is your host, Roger Stroop, letting you know that if you like my point of view on old pop music, you can actually find lots more of it on the Old Man Yells at Music blog. I've been looking back at top 40 charts from the 70s, 80s, and 90s and beyond for almost 10 years now. And I've done hundreds of entries and covered thousands of songs from the American, Canadian, and British charts. From the A's to ZZ Top, from Abacab to Zoom. You'll also find my Uneasy Rider tournaments, celebrating the odd ducks of the American Top 40. The 70s tourney is complete, but the 80s one is just getting started, and you can follow along on the blog as it progresses. And of course, you can find links to the latest episode of this podcast and the accompanying YouTube playlists there. So take a look at the Old Man Yells at Music blog, which you can find at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Why is it there? You'll have to go there to find out. That's the Old Man Yells at Music blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Our next Busted Bubble is Beretta's Theme by Sammy Davis Jr. Born in New York City, Sammy Davis Jr. began performing as a child when his vaudeville dancer father incorporated him into his act. In the 1950s, he began having hits as a recording artist, as well as appearing in Hollywood films and on stage in Las Vegas, often as a part of the Rat Pack alongside Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. He had a number one hit in 1972 with a version of the song The Candyman from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Beretta's Theme was the third single from his album The Song and Dance Man. Beretta's Theme was, as you might imagine, the theme song of an ABC cop show which starred Robert Blake as the title detective. Keep your ear on the lyrics. Don't go to bed with no price on your head. Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Keep your eye on the sparrow when the going gets narrow. Don't roll the dice if you can't pay the price. Don't do it. Don't run your feet down a dead-end street. Don't do me dirt, or you're going to get hurt. Don't do it. Don't run away till you hear what I say. Ain't gonna fight with no thief in the night. Won't do it. I'm gonna go where the cold wind don't blow. Backed by Los Angeles band El Chicano, this is reminiscent of the funky soul that was often used to soundtrack blaxploitation films, of the period, like Shaft and Superfly. But Sammy is no Curtis Mayfield. He does his best, but the vocal mugging he specializes in works much better for signature songs like The Candyman or I Gotta Be Me. Beretta's theme got to number one on Bubbling Under. However, a cover of the song by the band Rhythm Heritage got to number 20 on the main chart. Sammy Davis Jr. continued to appear on TV, film, stage, and record until his death from throat cancer in 1990. As for what happened to Robert Blake, well, that's a subject for a different kind of podcast. Our next busted bubble is Lady of the Lake by Starcastle. Formed in Champaign, Illinois in 1969, Starcastle took a few years before getting a record deal. Lady of the Lake was the first single from their self-titled debut album. Lady of the Lake is progressive rock that may or may not have anything to do with King Arthur or Camelot or any of that stuff. Let's dive into the lyrics. Morning is just a broken wind. Sorry. Morning is just a broken wind in my glass sight. Hand me down upon the sea. When the morning is icy, won't you come to me? You were turning to nothing is the key. See the Lady of the Lake watching her smile. She's dancing on her land. Life has just begun. Da da. See the Lady of the Lake watching her sight. With the burning of her breath, you will turn out. It's got all the prog rock trimmings, but the vocals are layered harmonies. If Crosby, Stills, and Nash had done a song with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it might have sounded like this. If you removed Starcastle from the singles label and replaced it with, say, CSNELP, it actually might have done better. Lady of the Lake got to number one in Bubbling Under. Starcastle never came any closer to a hit. They broke up in 1987, reunited in 1997, broke up again in 2007, and got back together again in 2018. Expect them to split up again in 2028. Next up, it's A Butterfly for Bucky by Bobby Goldsboro. Born in Marianna, Florida in 1940, Bobby Goldsboro played guitar in Roy Orbison's band before scoring his first hit with See the Funny Little Clown in 1964. He had 10 more top 40s over the next decade, including the 1968 number one, Honey. A Butterfly for Bucky was the second single and title track from his 22nd album. Butterfly for Bucky is a country pop tearjerker about parenthood and miracles. I'll let the lyrics fly. Buck was born on a beautiful morning, and I felt very proud. Let's just say it's not every day that you see me cry out loud. Hair like sunshine, a smile as warm, and the prettiest eyes you'll find. One day last spring, my lady and I found out those eyes were blind. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. They sound so pretty to me. Tell me about the butterfly and all the things you see. Well, over there, Buck, lies a beautiful meadow with the colors of gold and tan, with the smell of hay and the sound of crickets. Here, Buck, take my hand. And I wish you could see that big oak tree with its limbs reaching up to the sky and a bed of flowers growing at its feet and a big yellow butterfly. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy, before they disappear. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. On his cheek was a tiny tear. Later in the song, Bobby prays for his son to one day actually see a butterfly. And what do you know? That same day, they're at a doctor's office, and a butterfly flies in through the window, and it lands on Bucky's arm. And just like that, Bucky can see. It's sappy, but that's what Goldsboro does best. Whether it's reminiscing about a dead wife on Honey, or saying that raising a young child is more entertaining than your nightclubs or your drive-in picture show on Watching Scotty Grow, this guy was a master of heartstring tugging. Except when he told the story of when he was 17 and had sex with an older woman in his 1973 hit, Summer, the first time. He unintentionally made that sound kind of creepy. A Butterfly for Bucky hit number one on Bubbling Under. Goldsboro had no further pop hits. He later got into writing music for television, and in 2015 he put out his most recent album, a live album simply called Country. The next busted bubble on my list is Kill That Roach by Miami. Formed in, of all places, Miami, Miami was a funk band that recorded for TK Records, the label that gave the world KC and the Sunshine Band. Kill That Roach was taken from their album Notorious. Kill That Roach is pretty simple. It's disco funk featuring the repeated chant of Kill That Roach, with a lead quote-unquote singer growl mumbling about getting the roach. But it doesn't need more than that to make you dance and get you into that state of groove that only really good funk can get you in. As far as songs on this topic go, it heads straight to the top of my list above Get Out of My House, Roach by the Canadian jazz band The Shuffle Demons. Kill That Roach got to number two on Bubbling Under. Miami released one more album before breaking up in 1978. We'll have a few more Busted Bubbles right after this. The Old Man Yells at Music podcast now has a Patreon. Yes, if you like this podcast so much you were moved to financially support it, now you can. There are different tiers with different rewards, such as early episode access, the ability to vote on future topics, and bonus episodes about extra songs from the charts I cover, other charts from other years, genres, and countries, and even the biggest hits of the 21st century. And you can even pick an episode topic for me at the top level. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com and search Old Man Yells at Music, or click on the links to the show notes, my social media posts, or the blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Help me yell more at more music. Become a Patreon subscriber today. Our next busted bubble is It's So Easy, Listen to Me by Denny Lane. Born in Birmingham, England in 1944, Denny Lane was a founding member of the Moody Blues and sang lead on their first hit, 1964's Go Now. He left the band in 1966 and was in a couple of groups before joining Paul McCartney's post-Beatles band, Wings. While still in that group, he occasionally recorded on his own, and It's So Easy was the first single from his second solo LP, Holidays. As the title would suggest, Holidays was an album of covers of songs by early rock pioneer Buddy Holly, and It's So Easy, Listen to Me is a medley of two of his songs. It won't take me much to read the lyrics. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go breaking all the rules. It seems so easy. Oh, so doggone easy. It seems so easy. Where you're concerned, my heart has learned. Look into your heart to see what your love book has set apart for me. Listen to me and hold me tight, and you will see our love so right. Hold me, darling. Listen closely to me. Your eyes will see what love can do. Reveal to me your love so true. Listen to me. Listen closely to me. I've told the stars you're my only love. I want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above know now how sweet sweethearts can be. Both Paul and Linda McCartney play on the track, and Lane's singing and guitar playing kind of remind me of George Harrison. It's a nice little rendition, but nothing special. It's So Easy, Listen to Me got to number 8 on Bubbling Under. Lane had no further hits, and he returned to Wings. He left them in 1981, but played on a couple of McCartney's 80s solo albums. He's continued to perform, and his most recent recording was the 2008 album The Blue Musician. Next busted bubble up is We Want Mine by Crack the Sky. Formed in Weirton, West Virginia in the early 70s, Crack the Sky had some success with their 1975 self-titled debut LP. Then they followed it up the next year with the album Animal Notes, from which We Want Mine was the first single. We Want Mine was apparently written in response to their label allegedly withholding royalties from their first album. I want to read their lyrics. You got gold in your mouth. We ain't seen no gold. We ain't seen no gold since the priest left. You got silver on your wrist. We ain't seen no silver since the airplane crashed last year. You got blue shining skies. We got the sun in our eyes, and we're going blind. We don't want your money. We want mine. You got shoes on your feet. We ain't seen no shoes since the soldiers came. You got food in your mouth, and that ain't even funny. If we should threaten you, we're wasting our time. If we appeal to you, we're wasting our time. But if we ask you very nicely, please be kind. We don't want your money. We want mine. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You got lies in your mouth, liar. We don't hear no truth till the kids cry. You got smiles to your ears, liar. We don't got no smiles. It's jaunty pop rock with a jazzy edge. Sort of Steely Dan-ish, but for me, for some reason, it reminded me a lot of the Muppet Show band Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. And I mean that in a good way. We Want Mine hit number 8 on Bubbling Under. Crack the Sky had no more charting singles, but they've continued to record and tour on a consistent basis. They released the album Between the Cracks last year. And the final busted bubble of 1976 we're going to look at is King Kong, Your Song, by Bobby Pickett and Peter Ferrara. Born in Somerville, Massachusetts in 1938, Bobby Pickett grew up watching horror movies in his father's movie theater. This would later inspire him to write and perform a song called Monster Mash, which became a number one hit in the fall of 1962, credited to Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. He would record several more novelty songs, but never came close to recreating that success. With the exception of a 1973 reissue of Monster Mash that returned the song to the top 10. He then teamed up with someone named Peter Ferrara to release a Star Trek parody record called Star Drek in 1975. The next year, with the big-budget remake of the 1933 classic King Kong about to be released at the end of 1976, the duo put out this song. Despite its title, King Kong, Your Song is not a ballad reworking of Elton John's breakthrough hit. Rather, it's a disco original featuring lyrics recapping the basic plot of the story. Let me monkey around with the lyrics. On an island with a mountain in the shape of a skull, there lived natives in a village beneath a towering wall. A giant bolted door stood over half a mile tall, behind which lived the mightiest creature of them all. King Kong, the white man did you wrong, and so we sing this song to you, mighty Kong, King Kong. On a ship sailing across a sweltering sea, Robert Armstrong sailed to enslave the greatest of the free. I'll catch the eighth wonder of the world for all mankind to see. He even brought a blonde along to keep Kong company. I'm Fay Wray. Why do you run away? Kong only wants to play. Come on, Fay, what do you say? So, Fay Wray is the actress who portrayed the woman Kong carries up to the top of the Empire State Building in the 1933 original, and Robert Armstrong is the actor who played the movie producer who captures him. Pickett does his Boris Karloff voice as the narrator, while I assume Ferrara gives Armstrong a Dudley Do-Right voice and makes Kong sound like Cookie Monster. It's odd, but a fun little throwaway. King Kong, Your Song got to number 7 on Bubbling Under. Pickett had no further hits, though he continued to make novelty records, including a Monster Mash update called Monster Rap. He died from leukemia in 2007. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or on the blog post for the episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Or you can check out the Instagram account, at Old Man Yells at Music. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I will link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get some bonus content, and make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time in the show, we're back to the charts, looking at the hits of August 1989. Want to bet what the number ones were? Well, there was a guy in the news then that just might have taken that action. Until then, I'm Roger Scroop, saying, in the Garden of Eden, honey, don't you know that I love you? Stay safe.